Immediately, I had a vision of kids being shot into the upper atmosphere by Coors. It's not a bad idea, but I mean, where does Coors get off doing? I mean, who says, you know, who gave from? What does it say that Coors can go shooting kids into outer space? So I'd like a full explanation. I really would, because it's not my cup of tea. Ain't my cup of tea. I mean, did you read the book Shoeless Joe? Is that what it's called, by the way? The movie was called Field of Dreams. And there's a novel by W.W. Kinsella, I'm terrible at names, W. something Kinsella, about this guy who hears voices in an Iowa cornfield. And he goes and builds a baseball field. And lo and behold, who shows up but Shoeless Joe Jackson and a bunch of other guys. But there's a little side issue in that film which was very interesting to me. The guy's brother-in-law is a professor at, I guess, Iowa State University, a professor of soybeans or something. He's a soybean professor. And while he's a soybean professor, he's also a Republican, a good Christian who hates Catholics and anybody else who's, you know, foreign. And he buys up large tracts of land. He buys up lots of houses from people who aren't able to afford their mortgages, and then rents the houses out at usurious rents to students and young couples. And what he's doing is he's trying to get the farm away from Kinsella, the guy that's, you know, listening to voices, his brother-in-law. And he screams at him, "You're an anachronism. Mom, Pa, single-owner farms are an anachronism. You've got to sell to our conglomerate. People just don't farm anymore." Wow. Just a little side issue, just a little subplot in the book, but how true and how portentous of what, you know, our world is getting to be. Our world is getting to be a place where you and me, I mean, you know, I'm assuming that you're just, you know, you're a guy or a woman who goes out, you know, you go to work, you know, you toil at your desk or at your board or in front of a class or at your, you know, Ferris wheel all day and night. You know, you want to suck on a beer and you want to listen to, you know, Johnny Pistol and the Red Hot Buzz Bombs or something. And they're beginning somewhere to tell you, you can't own any of it. You can't own any of it. Look at the new film with Arnold Schwarzenegger where Mars is a colony. Look what they do. Mars, they're gouging people for air. They're enslaving people by charging usurious prices for air. Ooh, it's out there, folks. It's out there. Be careful. Watch your P's and Q's. Hunker down. Suck in your gut. This is the Hour of the Duck. We're going to suck in our guts until midnight. And we're gonna keep a sharp eye out for them.
Around, but I much as a hello. The Buford knows beyond a shadow of a doubt. To see them all again as soon as the time runs out. Keep back, give me elbow room. Getting ready for a brand new soul. I've got 3 feet dug in the street to go. And I'm a digging on people. We'll be right back.
them blues, man, playing for the boys.
Down in the hen house where the bop just drive to the hen house boogie.
To the hen house boogie.
går det boogie boogie. Det lyder hen hans boogie boogie till det sang går så.
To the Tennessee walls, when an old friend I happened to see. I introduced her to my loved one, and while they were dancing, my friend stole my sweetheart from me. The night and the Tennessee walls. Now I know just how much I have lost. Yes, I lost my little darling the night they were playing the beautiful Tennessee. Introduced her to my loved one, and while they were dancing, my friend stole my sweetheart from me. I remember the night and the Tennessee walls. Now I know just how much I have lost. Yes, I lost my little darling the night they were playing the beautiful Tennessee walls.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, due to circumstances beyond our control, the next act showed up. This act has been in radio, this act has been in television, this act has been on record. As a matter of fact, this is the biggest has-been act in the business. I'd like to say that this is one of the greatest acts in the world. I'd like to say that, but I'm just not that big a liar. Here they are, direct from the bar, Homer and Jethro.
He read that just like we wrote it.
Yeah. We'd like to thank Archie Campbell for that nice introduction. Boy, Archie is what I would call a fine gentleman. And he'd better be, because that's what it said on the door I seen him coming out of. We are Homer and Jethro, the Everly Brothers of the Stone Age. Oh, you're all right. Thank you. I deserve it. This little fella is Homer. My name is Jethro. And we're not brothers. My brother is living. And kind of wish I was. I don't know if you folks are familiar with what we do or not. We have what they call a singing act. And this thing we're going to do tonight, this singing, it's in stereo. It hurts in two places at once. And by golly, we ought to do something here. We got a great group back here. We have a wonderful band, Mr. Boots Randolph and the Carroll County Car Strippers.
And, well, they're a fine bunch of gentlemen, ain't they?
They sure are. That Boots is probably one of the greatest, he is, without a doubt. And you can figure that out for yourself later. Here's a tune we'd like to do that we had a record on back in, well, I don't remember when the record came out. I do remember it was on a cylinder. It's a little thing called The Shades of Night Were Falling Fast, but I got a pretty good look anyway.
Don't let the stars get in your eyes if you've got water on the brain. Don't light the flame or you'll be to blame. A spark of love may take your breath. The water starts to streaming. Your ears will start to steaming and you'll percolate yourself to death. Too many fights, too many scars, too many knots upon my head, too.
Now,
love was in bloom, then she lowered the boom, and now I wish that I was dead. She's got me educated, my eyes are granulated, cause she hit me with the sugar bowl. Teeth were like the stars above because they come out every night. Her hair so fair, she laid it on a chair because I see it laying there. I cocked an eye at her, she cocked an eye at me, and we just set her cockeyed as could be. Don't let the stars get in your eyeball sockets.
Thank you. Well, thank you a lot for your sympathy. This sure is a nice, clean-looking bunch of people. I see one fella's got a nice haircut there, showing through his scalp. Well, we just know two songs, and we always sing one of them first. Which one you want to do next?
Let's do the other one.
All right. This little thing we'd like to dedicate to Jethro's wife. She's out in the car in the trunk. She's a blonde this week, and I think she looks awful good in that new beach outfit you got for her.
We had a little trouble on that the first day she wore it.
It's a two-piece beach outfit, ain't it?
Yeah, a shovel and a pail.
He's a little worried about his wife. She went out and got her one of these new sack dresses, and it fits her. And that's a lot to worry about, you know. This is a little tune called He Didn't Like Her Apartment, So He Knocked Her Flat.
Oh, let me go, let me go, let me go. Let me scat like a cat away from you. You're too fat in the first place, you know it's true. You're too fat in the second place too.
When I said that, your bustle was cute as could be. You said, Homer, that's no bustle, that's me.
Oh, turn me loose,
pulleys reduce your caboose. Blubber, pound for pound, you're just too round for me. This thing don't fascinate me.
Don't talk over my solo, please.
Don't play over my talking. She had nine buttons on her nightgown, but she could only fasten eight. Thank you. Thank you. I deserve every bit of it. You fellas have quit playing now. Jethro's mad, I think. What's the matter? Are you mad?
No, I'm not mad. I'm used to having my solos interrupted and broken up like that. It doesn't bother me in the least.
You mad, Shona?
No, I'm not mad. I told you I'm not
mad. You sure you're not mad?
I'm not mad.
You sure?
All right, if it'll make you any happier, I am a little burned up over it.
Well, you don't look mad.
I was doing real good up until the time gangrene set in. Now, if you don't mind, I'd like to finish that because it's very seldom that I get to play a solo. We'll take it at the letter A, boys. So feel free to lay out.
Thank you. Les Paul and Mary Ford. Bye Bye Blues, which has to be at least 100 years old. And that recording was probably made in Les Paul's basement. And have you seen him at all on cable TV? From time to time, he pops up on, I don't know, channel 36 or 52 or something, some homemade tape that somebody did at some club in the city, and it's an awful tape. I mean, you know, the technical quality is just abysmal. And speaking of abysmal technical quality, this is WFMU in East Orange with your most abysmal engineer ever to sit here at this microphone and control board. I am the Duck, and this is the hour thereof. But it's just an awfully produced tape. But the playing is miraculous. Les Paul, how happy I am that he's finally being appreciated. And before Les Paul, Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs, Homer and Jethro, Patty Page. This sounds like WEAF circa 1943. The Black Knights, Milton Brown and the Brownies, Teresa Brewer. Who's this? Condition? That's the group that did St. James Infirmary. Papa Nebo, which was a group back in the late 60s, early 70s, recorded on Atlantic, and I believe they were from New Orleans. Now, I can't be positive because there's nothing on here that tells me. I'm just, with my recollection, we listened to something called Buford Claxton by them. Burning Spear before Papa Nebo, and we began with Zachary Richard from his Women in the Room CD. My friend was telling me he was down at the New Orleans until he had everyone in the room's attention. And he began very softly that on this evening he would like to pay homage in his strange mixture of six different accents to, I can't think of the gentleman's name, let's say it was Sydney, who had been my waiter until a very short time ago. And Sydney, and Zachary had crossed his arms over his chest, you know, his right arm, his right hand on his left shoulder, left hand on his right shoulder. And until a short time ago, Sydney had been his waiter. And one evening, as Sydney was bringing a tray full of comestibles to a table, Sydney had a heart attack and died. On the job, with his boots on, with his waiter's pad, you know, in his pocket. And Zachary Richard, at that moment, said he wished to sing a song and dedicate it to Sydney and all the other waiters. And each stanza, each verse of the song was directed toward one of the other waiters in the room. And my friend said that everyone in the room, with the exception of three or four gavones, as my Goomba called them, three or four gavones from New Jersey, who were in the corner laughing and, you know, talking about broads and stuff like that from New Jersey, everyone is just, you know, thoroughly choked by it. I thought it was kind of bizarre that the way that, you know, the waiter died, you know, in the act, but it must have been a touching moment. And speaking of touching moments, it says right here that you should not abandon a fitness plan, Blubberbelly, after a month or two because you believe it's not working. It may not have been the quick fix that you wanted, but it is working. So don't get on the scale and say, oh my God, I'm in a bad mood for the rest of my life. That's it, because I'm still 140 pounds or 190 pounds, whatever you are. You just haven't noticed that you're breathing a little better. Your body's more flexible. You're a little bit more alert, a little more quick. It could take as much as 10 to 20 weeks to see noticeable improvements. So don't despair. Here's a few tips to help you go. Choose an exercise that you enjoy. Pick a convenient time. Exercise with a partner or a group, and set realistic goals. As your stamina grows, your body develops sleek definition. You'll find you look forward to your daily workout. That's a health tip from yours truly and Dr. Timothy Dombrowski of the University of Medicine and Dentistry of New Jersey. Two of us, so Tim and I, thought you'd like to know. I think it's time we listen to Harry Connick Jr., if I can figure out how to start the CD player up. This is from CD that he calls Everyone's Wild About Harry. We're going to listen to Do Nothing Till You Hear From Me, and then we're going to listen to another tune associated with Mr. Ellington, as played by Mr. Nat King Cole. Harry Connick Jr., and then Nat King Cole.
Do nothing till you hear from me. Pay no attention to what's said. Why one should tear the seam of anyone's dream? It's over my head. Do nothing till you hear from me. At least consider our romance. If you should take the word of others you heard, baby, I haven't a chance. True, I've been seen with someone new. That doesn't mean I've been untrue. While we're apart, the words in my heart reveal how I feel about you. Some kiss may cloud my memory, and other arms may hold a thrill. But please do nothing till you hear it from me. Baby, you never will.
Night and stars above that shine so bright, the mystery of their fading light that shines upon our caravan. Sleep upon my shoulder as we creep across the sand, so I may keep this memory of our caravan. This is so exciting. You are so inviting. Resting in my arms as I thrill to the magic charms of you. Beside me here beneath the blue, my dream of love is coming true within our desert caravan. Is coming true within our desert caravan.
The floppy boots stomped down into the ground. The farmer screamed and blew the sky off the mountains. Eye sockets looked down on the chestbone meadows, and the sun dropped down and the moon ran off. His heels and elbows pale as chalk, and all the comets collided and blew the dust. Folk fear they'd be seen.
Yeah, well, hello there. This is your old friend, Gourmet Gus, taking this opportunity. And by the way, I want you to know that I made this public service announcement myself on my own recorder at home, and I thought I'd use something, you know, to bring it up to date with Captain Beefheart and the Magic Band. And my beautiful, delicate, bird-like creature wife, Celeste, is standing right here beside me as I do this to let you know that this Friday night on the Hour of the Duck, we will have a special installment of Gourmet Gus, wherein we are asking you to call in with your own recommendations for restaurants in the area, the greater metropolitan area of New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, for the elocution of all of our listening audience of WFMU. We will also take, perhaps, if you have little ones that ain't too complicated, we'll take some recipes over the air. That's this Friday night over WFMU 91.1 on the Hour of the Duck at approximately 10:30. You should be hearing this message all week, so get ready, and there are no excuses for nothing. This is Gourmet Gus saying, eat hearty, live long.
When the boot came up, the fire went out, and hell was just an ice cube melting off of the ground. And the boat caught down for to do the hoop to hold down. And the boat caught down for to do the hoop to the devil hold down. And the boat caught down for to do the hoop to the devil hold down. Through the fog hung in the hollow, standing at the crossroads, was that bunged up bandaged broken bone that fell in the wrong circle. He had a sore red tail, once went red, now was pale. Fee-fo-fi-fum, he was summoned up from hell, booted down a spell by a square-dancing farmer, by a square-dancing farmer. Well, that old bum was sticking out his thumb when the farmer drew up, said, listen, son, and the horse compared his hooves. If you fall in my circle again, I'll tan you red hide and dance you on your tail and pitch you from now to now, pitch you from now to now. And I hardly kicked in the fire leap.
Ellington with his own composition, Solitude, two takes That's from a CD called Solos, Duets, and Trios, and it's on Bluebird. And it's Ellington with Billy Strayhorn, Ellington with Tricky Sam Blanton. Jimmy Blanton, Tricky Sam Nanton. And what else? And Ellington with Earl Hines. Wow. And before that, Arnett Cobb with Sonny Rollins' tune, Doxy. Captain Beefheart came to us courtesy of himself, Gourmet Gus, who will be here shortly in about another minute and a half. Nat King Cole and Harry Connick Jr. Yes, and this evening, here, just let me do this. Okay, there, I did it. This evening, Gourmet Gus will cordially take your phone call over 678-7743. That's area code 201-678-7743. And tonight, it's your turn. Your turn to recommend a restaurant for the gourmet fellow from Wallington, or to share your favorite recipe. It's 201-678-7743. You can talk to Gourmet yourself. I'm sick and tired of being a go-between. And you, my show is getting whittled away. Last week, I got fired on the stage of The Bottom Line by Mr. Skelso. I've got to call him Mr. Skelso now, by the way, by my Goomba. And then, 2 days later, I get a phone call from the program director here that my show is cut back a half an hour, 9:30 to midnight, starting next week. And they're giving me a grace period because actually I'm supposed to be, off the air because I didn't sign up for the summer season. But, since I'm retiring and they're putting me out to pasture, I can do three more shows. But then Gourmet Gus usually takes 15 minutes to a half an hour. Webley Webster Arioso with his poetry thing takes another 20 minutes. So, you and I don't have that much time to share. And if we could share it, look, what a wonderful place to share it. Aboard a boat, wouldn't that be great? The Floating Hospital at Pier 84 at 44th Street and 12th Avenue. When? Friday, next Friday, June 15th, 1990 at 7:30. P.M. to 1 a.m. General admission, $50. Entertainment by Professor Ya Lengi and his African Contempo and Chico Alvarez and Nosotros, hosted by Al Angeloro and Deji Delphine Blue. A Moonlight River Cruise. WBAI sponsors with music, entertainment, dancing, and a raffle. Politically correct conversation and companionship, cash bar, and finger food.
Ooh!
Oh, that sounded good until finger food. Well, become a cruise underwriter and help defray the cost of this event by donating $100 to $500 and join Al Angeloro. By the way, there's a 17-piece band with dancers at Professor Ya Lengi. Al Angeloro, Delphine Blue, Dave Burstein, Dr. Michael Kaku, or Michio Kaku, Hank Key, Joe King, Robert Knight, Santiago Nieves, Gary Null, Steve Post, you remember Steve Post, Rosemarie Reed, Nancy Rodriguez, Roscoe, David Rothenberg, Valerie Van Eisler, for a private party. Private, there's 62,000 people, I can be private, 6 p.m. to 7:30 with open bar and canopies. If you donate $100 to $500, most of the proceeds from this event will apply directly to WBAI's Facilities Upgrade Fund. Your gift is tax deductible. For more information, phone 212-279-0707. That's 212-279-0707. And it's time once again for Gourmet Gus.
call, please hang up and try again. If you need help, hang up and then dial your operator.
Well, 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 little added extra there. getting a little bit excited there with the telephone there, the operator, and, wait, they just showed me how to work this tonight there. I think I got it all under control. Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Gourmet Gus, and, there's somebody there already. Hello, hello, you're on the air. Hello, hello. Hello, hello, you're on the air with Gourmet Gus. Hello, hello.
Shut up, you hear me? Shut up.
Hello there.
Play music and shut up.
Hello there. Well, I guess the gentleman didn't have didn't have a recipe or didn't have a restaurant review. But we'll wait to see if anybody else will call. And, you know, we're only going to be with you for two more presentations of the Gourmet Gus restaurant review because, unhappily to say, no one has picked up the option, as it is called in the show business circles. Nobody has picked up the option on our timeless and effervescent reviews. But nevertheless, you never could tell. We might show up somewhere down the pike as life's river rolls on. But this evening, I'm turning it over to you for your reviews of restaurants. Hello, Gourmet Gus. You're on the air. You're on the air with Gourmet Gus.
Hello, Gus.
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 Hello.
Can you hear me, Gus?
We can hear you clear.
I don't know. I can't hear you.
Hello. 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 We're on the air with Gourmet Gus.
No, now I can hear you. Can you hear me?
We can hear you very clearly, young feller.
Very clearly. I'm from Staten Island, Gourmet Gus.
Staten Island, a beautiful place.
Beautiful place. Beautiful borough.
You out there by the bridge, or where are you? By the park?
By the park and next to the bridge.
Well, you got a restaurant you would like to review with us tonight.
Restaurant.
Okay, shoot.
Name of the place is Jimmy Mac.
Jimmy Max. Okay,
Jimmy Max.
Tell us a little bit about it.
It's on Watchog Road in an area we call Westerly over here on Staten Island.
Mm-hmm.
And excellent food.
Mm-hmm.
Was there tonight. Was an hour wait to get a table in the place.
An hour
they
wait?
They lined up to the sidewalk.
What's the specialty?
Well, tonight I had blackened monkfish.
Oh, monkfish is a beautiful thing to eat.
Beautiful. It was a beautiful thing that I had.
And how did they serve it? What kind of vegetables?
With,
the salad?
With rice and carrots and onions.
Rice and carrots and onions. Very
and
nice.
My delicate bird-like creature wife had shrimp fra diavolo.
Oh, hey. What, did they serve it over the bed of rice or what?
They served it over a bed of linguine.
Linguine, yeah, okay. The Italian way. The best way.
The Italian way.
And what can I ask you, can I be personal and ask you approximately the ballpark figure, what the bill was?
Well, the ballpark figure with the two dinners and with the garlic pizza crust, which we both loved dearly.
Mm-hmm.
And I think six beers maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And one glass of wine for my delicate bird-like creature wife was only $40 with the tip.
Hey, that's beautiful. It's not bad. Is it kind of place, you know, kids can run around and, you know,
kids
hide under the table and stuff?
You can go in your jeans and the sneakers with the holes in them.
Plastic flowers?
No, real flowers.
Real flowers.
Real flowers.
Can't have everything.
And a candle on the table.
Candle. Now, this is Jimmy Max, Westerly Road.
Westerly is the place, and Watchog is the road.
Oh, Watchog.
W-A-T-C-H-O-G-U-E.
O-G-U-E. Oh, Watchog. Oh, see, here in New Jersey, we got a Watchog.
U-N-G. It's like a Watchung, but this is a Watchung.
Yeah, it's probably all Indians, but a different tribe.
Well, it came from an old name.
Uh-huh.
A tree they used to go up and watch for the Indians in called Watch Oak.
Watch Oak? That ain't a joke either. That's real, I bet.
I think it's for real. I think it's for real.
That's wonderful. Well, look, what's your name, young fella?
My name is Tom.
Tom, thank you very much, and we hope we get some people out there. I'm going to try it myself.
I'm telling you.
Thank you very much.
And I'll tell you, if you take me off the air, I'll tell you where you can get a cold beer after you're done there.
How many belches would you give it? You know, we rate from...
How many belches are we allowed?
Well, you get 0 to 4.
I would give it 4.5 belches.
4.5 belches?
Yep.
Okay. Thank you very much, young fella.
Gus,
yeah.
See you on the big one.
We'll be talking to you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. How do you like that?
How do you
like that? A four belch from Jimmy Max on Westerly Watchog Road in Staten Island. Glad to hear that, they're serving things right the way they should. and that they're taking care of people where kids can dive under the table. We don't know about the flowers, though, you know. I would have preferred that he would have told me he had plastic flowers and that they dusted them off once a week, but we can go with the real. The number here is area code 201-678-7743. You'd like to call up, and this is your night to recommend a restaurant, to share a recipe with us, or any other little anecdote or talk about food and like that that you would like to share here in the waning weeks of the wonderful world of Gourmet Gus, which is about to spend its last. And, you know, like that. Did we mention that we had gone for a second visit, by the way, to a Michelangelo restaurant in either Belleville or Newark? It's at the border of the two towns there on Bloomfield Avenue, heading east. And we were not disappointed. You know, we do that. We go back a second time to make sure that the first time was not a mistake, either good or bad. And so this time with the Michelangelo, we ordered the exact same thing we ordered the first time. Nobody's calling here. It's 678-7743. Come on, I'm getting nervous. You got to call up and tell me about your restaurant. I'm even pronouncing the words right now because I went to school for it and everything. So show some consideration and manipulation. When we went back to Michelangelo for the second time, we ordered the exact same thing. I did. Celeste, my beautiful, delicate, burning-like creature wife, ordered something different. But I ordered the pork chops Giambotta. And they were equally, if not better, delicious. This time they were a little moister. They weren't quite as lean as the first time. A little bit moister, a little bit more fat on them. And we enjoyed them thoroughly, so we recommend it. This time the bill was a little bit more. We had a cup of pasta vazzuolo. We had a delicious salad with the creamy Italian dressing. We had the Giambotta. I myself had three or four brewskis, as we used to call them. And Celeste herself don't drink. She had a couple of Diet Pepsis. She had shrimps, I can't think of the name, scampis. She had shrimp scampis. She had a soup and a salad. And the bill came to less than $24. Good value for the money. We highly recommend it. Well, I don't know what to do here because nobody's calling with the restaurant reviews. Well, I guess you're all busy out there eating yourself, and so you're unable to do it. So listen, why don't we listen to a little music in the meantime?
We'll listen to a little. Can I do this? Okay, well.
Listen to a little music from the pen of that immortal American composer, Leroy Anderson. Well, we're going to say goodnight to Gus because he seems to have gotten his hat and gone in somewhat of a huff. well, I guess we'll see him back next week or the week after. And Gus, if you're listening on your car radio, we're terribly sorry.
no matter what you do. The way you've been treating me, darling, is coming back home to you, and crying won't help you. No, crying won't help you. Crying won't help you, darling, 'cause you've been so mean to me. No matter what you said, darling, no matter why you go, just remember, darling, you're gonna reap just what you sow, and crying won't help you. No, crying won't help you. Crying won't help you, darling, because you've been so mean to me.
let go. Right big bottle of joy.